Shalom, a brachah of the Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Chof Beis. Today's Daf continues discussing infringements of other businesses. We discuss inviting peddlers to come into your city and sell stuff, which may take away business from the residing stores. We discuss why Rev Ada was nifter, the five people who took the blame. We discuss building a wall near another wall and the trample space near it, not casting a shadow onto your neighbor's windows. We begin with the Hunabar Eder of Yeshua, who says that it's poshut to me that people in this city are able to prevent people from another city, from another town, to come in and invade and put up their own business if it'll take away business from this city's. But if they're paying taxes in this city, then you can't stop them because they're part of the city. They have a right to open up their, set up a, what's it called, a shingle. If they're paying taxes, then they're part of the city. But from one mavoi to another, they cannot be ma'akev, even if they're not paying taxes. Rav Huna Bar Eder of Yeshua says, what happens if it's not two people in the same mavoi, but two different mavois? Can they be me'akev on each other? That would leave with a teku. The Chofetz Chaim says the teku, it means that, you know, tehekoi, just leave it here, we're not going to answer it. But, you know, the drasha of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that tishbi tires kashas v'yibois, Chofetz Chaim says, make sure to get your kashas and yibois up and ready, so that Eliyahu HaNavi will answer them. He's not going to answer it if we don't ask. Next, Rav Yosef says that Rav Huna, who says that the neighbors can protest, he would agree. And when it comes to Mikri Daridiki, a cheder, Kindalacha learning, neighbors can't be makav on that. Why? Mar explains, Kina soy from Tar Bechochma, it's good to bring in competition. Next, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Rav Huna of Rezer of Yeshua agrees that when it comes to peddlers who are going from city to city, Nochamo, we're not ma'akev, we don't kick them out, because Ezra was Mesak and the Klai Yisrael should have peddlers bringing wares, different products from all over, so that the B'nai Yisrael should have tachshitin, they should be able to look beautiful for their husbands. But that's only for them to be, for the peddlers to be coming through, for them to come in and set up shop, to be koveya here? No, that you can kick them out. We have our own businesses here. However, if this peddler is a Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan and he dedicated his life to learning Torah, then we even let him set up shop so that he doesn't have to schlep around be mevatel his Torah going town to town. Rabbi used to let Rav Yoshia and Rav Avadia set up shop lefnim Meshur Sadin. That wasn't actually the halacha, Meikar Adin, but lefnim Meshur Sadin, he would let them set up shop because they were Tzur B'Mei Rabbanan. He didn't want them to lose out on their learning. Next, the Gemara says that there were these basket sellers that came to sell their baskets in Bavel, and the city came to kick them out. So Ravina was asked to intervene. He said, look, today is the market day. Not only, so this guy comes to sell in the market, everyone in the rest of the world is coming to buy in the market. So it's not about the city. This is a global event. But that's, again, also only if he's selling in the market on a market day. He can't sell it on a market day outside of the market. That'd be infringing on the city's business economy. Next thing, Martel says there were people who would sell wool to Pomnaharil. They came in and they were selling their wool, and the city people came to Rav Kahana and said, look, these peddlers are invading our wool economy. Over here, Rav Kahana said, Taka, they're invading, you could kick them out. The problem was that these wool peddlers had credit in this city and they needed to get their money paid back just enough to survive. That's why they were setting up shop. So Rav Kahana said, okay, you can stay here as long as it takes for you to get on your feet to collect as much credit as you need to collect your credit, and then be on your merry way. Now the Gemara tells us a fascinating maestro. Dimi of Nahar Doel came to sell Gregorius, dried figs, on his ship. And the Reish Galusa tells Rava, hey, this guy's a Talmud Chacham. If he's a Talmud Chacham, then we can shut down the economy for a day and everyone should go buy from him. But if he's not, then we should kick him out. He's invading our economy. So or at least he has to pass through. So Rava tells Rav Adbar Abba, go and sniff the barrel, test him, make sure that he's actually a Torah Merabonin. So he went over and he asked him an interesting shayla. He says, if an elephant, you don't expect this on a fahar, an elephant swallows a basket and then it comes out the other end, is that basket now considered a kli shemekabel tumah, or is it kli galolim, which is not mekabel tumah? And Rav Adbar Abba didn't know. He said, who are you, Rava? And he did some gesture with hitting his staff against his shoe, which was insulting. It's not something you do to someone chashev. So Rav Adbar Abba, who was sent by Rava, he says, look, between me and Rava, there's a big gap. You know, lahavdil between me and Rava. But I'm your Rebbe. And Rava is my Rebbe, so he's your Rebbe's Rebbe. Lamaisa, he says, this guy's not a Talmid Chacham. They didn't shut down the shuk for Rav Dimi Menardoi. And all of his gregors went bad when they came to Rav Yosef. They said, look what happened. He spoiled all my product. They didn't shut down the shuk for me. Rav Yosef exclaimed that the punishment will not be delayed for the one who was punishing Anaz Dvarim on you, like the pasuk says, Koymer Hashem, Ashlish Peshe Moyov Al Arba Loy Eshivenu Al Sorfoy Atzbois Melech Edwin the Sid. And after he made that exclamation, Rav Adbar Abba was Taka Nifter. Now there were five people who took the blame for Rav Adbar Abba's death. First, Rav Yosef says, look, I was the one that cursed him. Second, Rav Dimi from Nardoi, the one who was selling it, he says, look, it was my Gargaris. I was the one that started this whole Maisa. Abaye, number three, he said, no, I'm at fault. Because the Rabbanan used to say, while you can chew on the bones, Gabe, when you're learning by Abaye, if you want to go eat real meat, go to Rava. Which sounds a little insulting, but the Marsha explains that the Rav Adbar Abba used to remind the people by Abaye, like, it's very geschmack to be chewing on the bones here, to be learning and being mepalpel and Torah 100%, but don't forget that the real meat, the halacha l'maisa, is by Rava. We pass like Rava by Al-Kagan. The Marshal even says that Garmi, the lashon used here, is the same gematria as Yalkagam. Number four, Rava says, no, I'm at fault for Rav Adbar Abba's death, because when he used to go to the butcher to get some meat, he used to tell the butcher, I should go before Rava's Shamish, because I'm better than Rava's Shamish. Although Lemaisa, it could be Shtech Shaladim Kamaisa, it was like he was being chuzbedik to Rava himself. And fifth, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, I'm the one that's at fault for Rav Adbar Abba's death, because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak used to give a Shabbos drosha every week. He was appointed to give the Shabbos drosha. Yeah, the Bach says make sure that it includes some halacha. It's important. If that's the only time you're learning during the week, you have to know how to live the rest of your life. Now, every day, I used to go over the sugya to prepare my shir with Rav Adbar Abba. And there was one day that he was chapped by Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Birdie of Yeshua. They stopped him, and they weren't at the siyum. They didn't chap that I was appointed as the Reish Kala to give the shir, or they missed to see him on Bechayre, so they were asking him, give us over some Shmaitza, about Maisa Behema from Rava. So they gave them over, Chazor Tashir, Rava said this, Rava said that, but by the time he came to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he was late. So the Rabbanan tells Rav Nachman Yitzchak, where's your drasha? So he was just sitting there, because he hadn't prepared it. He said, look, if my chavrusa didn't come, I must be waiting for the coffin of Rav Adbar Abba. And Taka, it was at that moment that Rav Adbar Abba was niftar. And the Gemara says it's Mestare, that it was Taka, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who was at fault, the last of the five who took the blame. Not that it wasn't time for him to be niftar, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo arranges it in the various causes of death. In the next mishnah, we learn that if someone has a wall near his friend's wall, he should not add another wall. We'll see what that means in a moment. Unless he puts his wall 4 amos away. And when it comes to windows, don't block his windows on the top or the bottom. Keep a space of 4 amos. The Gemara says, what happened to the first wall? How did this first wall be right up against the neighbor's wall? I thought you need to keep dalet amos How did the first one get so close? So Rabbi Huda explains that no, if someone wants to put a wall near his friend in the first place, he has to keep it away for Amos. But Rava says, 1 second, the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says that there was another wall and now he wants to put another one. Rava explains, rather, someone has a wall near his friend, and it is 4 amos away, and that wall falls down. He can't move any closer now. He still has to keep it 4 amos away. Why? And now the Gemara explains, what's the reason to keep the 4 amos away? People trample in between these two walls, and the trampling, those footsteps strengthen the foundation of the walls. Even though there was already a wall there for a while, and people trampled here for a while, you still have to keep your second wall away and leave space for more trampling. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Rav says that this only applies by the wall of a garden where people can't walk in the garden side of the wall. But when it comes to Stam HaChatzer, maybe you could choke up right next to his wall. But Rav Oshia says, nah, it's the same thing by a garden and a chatzer. You can't keep the wall right near there. You need to leave some trampling space. And Rav Yosef Bar Chanina says they're not even arguing. It depends if you're in a new city or an old city. The Gemara brings a Mishnah that says when it comes to windows, right? So our Mishnah said that you have to leave 4 amos of space so that you're not blocking his window. And the Bryce explains it's not just for blocking. You have to make sure that you can't stand up and look in, or go on top of your wall and look in, so there's no hezekiah, and that you're not casting a shadow. The Gemara says, 1 second. No one mentioned anything about trampling. You see, the issue has nothing to do with leaving trampling space. It's all about shadows. The Gemara answers, nah, this is where the wall is coming in from the side, perpendicular. Now, how far do you have to be? So, Yaibach, Chamua, the Aishin bar Nidbach, says in the name of Rav, you have to keep away 1 tefach, the space of a window. I could still peek in. So Vid explains that we're talking about where the top of the wall is slanted, so you can't stand on the top. I just said 4 amas. Where do you get this 1 tefach from? The Gemara says this is an afkamina, it's a machlek, is what exactly this means. But when it's coming in from one direction, it's only 1 tefach. When the wall is from 2 directions, whether this means there's 2 walls, and you need 4 amas, whether it's 4 amas in between, machlek is showing him what this means. But it depends if it's one wall in one direction or 2 walls in 2 directions. Finally, the Gemara asks one last kasha. He's saying everything is about trampling to strengthen the foundation of your neighbor's wall. We learned that if your neighbor has a gutter, you have to keep 4 amas away from the gutter. Why? So that he has space to put his ladder up to go clean out his gutters. 1 second. I thought you need to keep 1 amas away for trampling. What sheikh is the gutters? And his ladder space. You need to keep 4 amas to leave trampling room. The Gemara answers, there was trampling room. This gutter had an overhang, so you could walk underneath it, so the trampling was still there. That Mishnah is adding that you also need to have dalanamas for a ladder, even besides for the trample space. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.